Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and happy Thanksgiving. Today I'd like to share an article written by the late C.H. Spurgeon entitled Prayer Perfumed with Praise. It's a Thanksgiving thought. The time for the blessing is when you begin to praise God for it. For, brethren, you may be sure that when you put up a thanksgiving on the ground that God has answered your prayer, you really have prevailed with God. Suppose you had promised to some poor woman that you would give her a meal tomorrow. You might forget it, you know. But suppose when the morning came, she sent her little girl with a basket for it. She would be likely to get it, I think. But suppose that she sent, in addition, a little note in which the poor soul thanked you for your great kindness. Could you have the heart to say, "My dear girl, I cannot attend to you today. Come another time." Oh, dear, no. If the cupboard was bare, you would send out to get something, because the good soul so believed in you that she had sent you thanks for it before she received your gift. Well, now, trust the Lord in the same manner. He cannot run back from His word, my brethren. Believing prayer holds Him, but believing thanksgiving binds Him. If it is not in your own heart, though you be evil, to refuse to give what you have promised when that promise is so believed that the person rejoices as though he had it, then depend upon it, the good God will not find it in His heart to refuse. The time for reception is fully come, because thanksgiving for that reception fills your heart. I leave the matter with you. If you are enabled to pray in that fashion, great good will come to yourselves and to the Church of God and to the world at large by such prayers. That's a Thanksgiving thought from the late C.H. Spurgeon in his book Prayer Perfumed with Praise. One of the things I am so thankful for each and every day is you. Without you, WRVM would not and could not exist. Without your prayers and gifts, WRVM could not stay on the air. More importantly, many people might not hear the life-changing gospel message. Have we heard from you lately? Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. That's Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. You can also make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.